The open sniping between Jobs and Eisner began in the summer of 2002. Jobs had always admired the creative spirit of the great Walt Disney, especially because he had nurtured a company to last for generations. He viewed Walt's nephew, Roy, as an embodiment of this historic legacy and spirit. Roy was still on the Disney board, despite his own growing estrangement from Eisner, and Jobs let him know that he would not renew the Pixar-Disney deal as long as Eisner was still the CEO. Roy Disney and Stanley Gold, his close associate on the Disney board, began warning other directors about the Pixar problem. That prompted Eisner to send the board an intemperate email in late August 2002. He was confident that Pixar would eventually renew its deal, he said, partly because Disney had rights to the Pixar movies and characters that had been made thus far. Plus, he said, Disney would be in a better negotiating position in a year after Pixar finished Finding Nemo. Yesterday, we saw for the second time the new Pixar movie Finding Nemo that comes out next May, he wrote. This will be a reality check for those guys. It's okay, but nowhere near as good as their previous films. Of course, they think it's great. There were two major problems with this email. It leaked to the Los Angeles Times, provoking Jobs to go ballistic, and Eisner's assessment of the movie was wrong. Very wrong.